Stop what you're doing.
Stop right there.
Okay.
Let's go. You're now tuned into the hottest show on the planet, The Smith Express Show.
Yo, 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 what's poppin'? This your boy, Smith. We're here live on The Smith Express Show. Today's guest, in my opinion, is a dope motivational speaker. Man, so many words to describe this dude. From the things that I've seen him go through to the things he's overcome and more, he's definitely God's given. God's been blessing this guy from day one, since the first time I met him until now. You know what I mean? Here to tell his story, my big partner, Chaz J. What's good, my dude?
What's good, man? Super excited. Gratitude on the introduction, man. Excited to be here, bro.
Oh, yeah. No problem, man. Hey, I salute you for never giving up. You feel me? Like, a lot of people would have been folded, you know what I'm saying, going through what you've been through, you know? And I salute you for standing tall through it all.
I appreciate that, bro. Wholeheartedly, I appreciate that, bro.
For real, for real. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Let's get straight into it, you know what I'm saying? Like, of course you're older now, but what exactly motivated you to, you know, to want to get your word out or become a motivational speaker?
To be honest with you, bro, a lot of it has to do with kind of how I grew up, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to sugarcoat it. I ain't grow up in the roughest of environments, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I ain't grow up in Naperville, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't grow up in Naperville. We both from the South Side, you know. So I mean, that's where we grew up from, and a lot of the stuff I went through as a child, my teenage years, in the high school, and even as an adult, bro, I don't want to see people go through. And I was able to, you know, work it and put in the work and the grind to better myself, you know what I'm saying, all with God's help, and to be able to come out and be a better person. So that's what really inspires me, bro, is to just, if I can give somebody a snip or a little grain of salt or something to be able to inspire somebody to move them to the next level, whether that's mentally, emotionally, physically, whatever it may be, bro, overcome whatever challenges are standing in front of them, bro. That's what inspires me, bro. That's really what inspires me.
That's dope. So, look, hey, let me ask you this question. You know, you being now, you know what I'm saying, you being who you are today, if you was to go back and speak to your younger self, what would you tell them?
Bro, if I was to go back today and speak to my younger self, man, I would tell me, look at myself, dead in the eyes, square in the face, bro, and say, don't ever let nobody put you down. Don't ever let nobody diminish your light. Don't ever let nobody silence you, bro. Like, be you and be the authentic you, because that authentic you is, that's what impacts the world, bro. That's what impacts your world and the people around you. So many years of my life, I try to be something that I wasn't, you know what I'm saying? I try to fit in and stick inside the crowd, and, you know, I realize that I'm not in the crowd follower, bro. I'm a leader from the front, you know what I'm saying? And when you embrace who you are, bro, when you embrace your true, authentic self and don't worry about what everything is going on around you, bro, that's when you become the happiest and that's when you find your gift, bro. So that's what I would tell myself.
That's dope. You know what I mean? Hey, for whoever's tuning in, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the listeners. That's you a goat, bro. Like I said, not many people could literally stand there and tell a story especially with this much confidence and not be ashamed of it. You feel me? And I'll definitely salute you for that.
Hey, gratitude, bro. I appreciate that.
No problem. So like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you can, like, what was it like? Was there a specific moment, you know what I'm saying, in time, where you wanted to be a motivational speaker, or was it something you just walked right into?
It wasn't something that I walked right into, bro. Like I said, I always found myself being a leader, you know what I'm saying, when I play sports and different things like that. But it wasn't until I had my two sons and I became a single parent where it's like, man, I got the opportunity to impact two lives. I got the opportunity to create boys and turn them into men, you know what I'm saying, and take on that responsibility, that I was like, man. And then it was the changes that I started developing and seeing in myself. I'm like, man, if I could do this, man, if I could teach myself how to do this, I can teach others how to do this, you know what I'm saying? And that really wasn't about until probably my early to mid 20s that I was like that. So what I started doing is I started watching the Eric Thomases of the world and the Tony Robbins of the world and just feeding off of that and really getting my voice out there. And it started in the church, you know what I'm saying? Just really speaking out loud and living loud how I like to do. And so it really wasn't about until my mid 20s. And, you know, I'm still working on the craft. As any artist knows, you got to work on your craft, man. You got to continuously study and study yourself to make yourself better, you know?
That's dope, bro. And I definitely agree with that one on that note. So, you know, one thing that I could, you know what I'm saying, I honestly say, you know what I'm saying, where I seen you first at hand and you was actually putting in the work was at church, you know? I would go to the church that you attended and you was be up there speaking and motivating. I think that was real dope, especially for someone of your age. That's rare, especially where we're from.
Yeah, it is, bro. It definitely is. And I appreciate that, man. That was my home church, you know what I'm saying? It's right there in Chicago Heights, South Heights, man. And I was there for 31 years, born and bred there, you know what I'm saying? So that's just what it was. That's where it started, but I promise you that's not where it's
going to
end. You dig?
Hey, I definitely salute. So let me ask you this question. Do you think passion and determination is enough to make you successful?
Absolutely not. You can be passionate about it, bro. You can be determined, and I think people can also break down determination into what you want. Like, I want to do this and I want to do that, but if I don't have the determination to go out there and put in the work to get it done, then it's not going to get done, bro. And that's the X factor right there. It's just putting in the work and staying consistent. You know, I just started releasing my story and everything like that, and it's putting in the work, bro. It's making videos and making the content to get my story out, you know, at midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning when I'm tired, and, you know, after I lay the kids down to bed and, you know what I'm saying, kiss my wife, and I go put in, create content, bro, and when I'm tired. But it's putting in that work, so you got to be able to put in that work.
Hey, I definitely agree, bro. So look, let me ask you this. You recently just went through something that you severely overcame. You greatly overcame, you know what I'm saying? If you can shed light on it some, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to go into too much specific details, but just let the people know, like, and I think that was definitely God all through it, bro.
All day, that was definitely him, man. He definitely used the work that I did, you know what I'm saying, my lawyer, all the people who surrounded me in my inner circle, but I give all credit to him, man. He's the deliverer, and he's the one that broke them chains off me. So back in 2019, bro, like I said, it was in some of my videos I stated this, I was really just trying to live my life right, you know what I'm saying? We done been out there running the streets and doing our thing and everything like that, but like I said, I became a single parent in 2013, bro, and after that, I was focused on my kids, trying to live my life right. So that night, bro, when I laid my kids down to bed, went to bed like any other night, bro, and at 3 o'clock in the morning, somebody from the neighborhood that I wasn't even connected to, bro, it was somebody else who was connected to me that was connected to them, showed up by my crib at 3 o'clock in the morning, banging on my door, you know what I'm saying, and ringing my doorbell, waking me and my peoples up out of their sleep, bro, and I was put in a situation where I had to defend my life, you know what I'm saying, and I had my FOIA card, I had my concealer carry and everything like that, bro, but, you know, I wasn't raised in Naperville, you know what I'm saying, so I simply wasn't going, bro, and I was put in a situation to defend my life, and it was a deciding factor, you know, in a blink of an eye. It's like, am I going to be here breathing tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, for my sons, or are my sons going to have to bury me? You know what I'm saying? And that's a real hard decision to make. I think T.I. said it best, bro. He was like, do I die or go to jail? That's a hell of a decision. Hey, you know what I'm saying? That's a hell of a decision, bro. But at the end of the day, there wasn't an option for me to leave this earth. There wasn't an option for me to be gone from my kids, bro. It's like I was all they had with my family and everything like that, bro. Like, moms ain't in the picture. It's like it's just dad that they leaning on. So I was going home at the end of the night. You know what I'm saying? I was home, stay breathing. So I ended up popping off 3 shots, you know what I'm saying, at Buddy. And I mean, you know, not bragging, too much, but I mean, he realized that that was the wrong decision showing up at the crib when he saw the barrel, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, bro, I wasn't raised in the neighborhood. I might be saved, but you did?
Yeah.
I'm not going. So it was, I had got locked up in Park Forest, you know what I'm saying, where we grew up, and they had transferred me to Cook County Jail, and I did the whole you dig. I got booked in Cook County, and they gave me the brown dickies with the Payless chucks and the bologna sandwich juice and two mustards, bro. I don't even like mustard, bro. Right. It was crazy, bro. But you know, and when I tell people, anybody who ever been locked up in Cook County, bro, that's a dungeon in there, bro. And like walking through those halls, bro, and being in the bullpens and being in the cells, it's like, bro, like, you get a real sense of reality when you in there, bro. It's like, how many people done came in and out this place, you know what I'm saying? How many things have happened in this place, and here I am in this place, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a firm believer that you can shape your reality, bro, and you could really, you know, your reality is determined on how you view your surroundings. But that was a real hard pill to have to swallow, because it's like, bro, no matter how much I wanted to, no matter how much I was craving, irking for it, bro, I couldn't leave that place until they let me go. You know what I'm saying? So I went through the whole process. I ended up making bail. My family came through with love. You know what I'm saying? Mom's is the MVP. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna sell with you, bro. Cause she can't. Hey, sometimes it takes it. You know what I'm saying? She came through with the bail money, and that's what it was. So I mean, they released me on house arrest. And they took me home at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, bro. I got back to the crib, and bro, it was a really hard thing to walk back into my home with the ankle bracelet on. You know what I'm saying? And the sheriff's through the front door, because it's like, man, this is my home, and now here I am charged with a felony. I was charged with one felony at the time, charged with aggravated discharge of a weapon. And then after the grand jury indicted me, I was charged with reckless discharge of a weapon. And an aggravated discharge of a weapon is a class 1 felony that carries a sentence from probation to 15 years. So I didn't know how it was going to play out, bro. But the fact of the matter is, I was facing a charge that could have put me 15 years in jail. You know what I'm saying? If the judge would have threw the whole book at me.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, so I mean, I was on 19 months of house arrest, going back and forth through trial. My lawyer automatically said, we're going to trial. Even, bro, it was crazy, because even the prosecutor was like, bro, I don't even know how they charged him with these charges. Buddy showed up to his crib at 3 o'clock in the morning. He defended his life. Why is he even charged with this? But we had to go through the whole process, and my lawyer was savage, bro. She wasn't going, and COVID played a lot in it, because, you know, they shut down all the courts and everything like that for a long time. But, man, it was crazy that I was on house arrest for 19 months, and no matter what I did, bro, like, every day I'd be staring down on my ankle like, man, I can't take this joint off or I'm going back to county. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I can't do nothing about this right now, or else I'm getting taken away from my sons again. And even that night, bro, it was tough, because I came home at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and I woke my two sons out of my sleep because they hadn't seen me for a few days, because I was in county. And my oldest jumped up immediately, gave me a hug, said, Daddy, I miss you. He lay back down. I woke my youngest son up, and the hardest thing I ever heard my youngest child say to me, bro, is he jumped up out his bed, gave me a hug, wrapped his arms around me, squeezed me tight, and said, Daddy, I thought you died.
Wow.
I'm like, man, bro, that was so tough to hear. That it broke me down, bro, that my shorty, my youngest, thought that I died, bro. So it was a long struggle, bro. 19 months of not being able to go somewhere, even take my kids to the park. Couldn't even do that, bro. Like, I was so wrapped up with my kids, bro. I just wanted to kick it with them, you know what I'm saying? We go out to do stuff, and I couldn't even do that, bro. Luckily enough, I was able to go to work. I got movement for work and back and forth to work. But, bro, even on house arrest, bro, I didn't stop working. Even on house arrest, bro, I didn't stop grinding. I was still going to the 9-to-5 every day, putting 60 hours a week in. You know what I'm saying? Still getting in there, bro. And that's the key right there, bro, is even though I was facing a giant, bro, I had a giant in front of me with felonies against Cook County. You know what I'm saying? Cook County is not easy to overcome. But the fact of the matter is, bro, giving up was not an option, bro. Laying down was not an option. Bending over was not an option, bro. I had to keep going because I had two shorties, bro.
Hey, I salute you, bro, for not giving up, bro. You definitely they hero, bro. For real, for real.
Gratitude, bro. I appreciate that.
So look, hey, let me ask you this question. You know, you was going through what you was going through. You guys was faced with so much emotions. You guys lost time. You know what I'm saying? What was your reaction, exact reaction, once you got the news that you was free? You know, everything was from a felony to a misdemeanor and everything. Charges got pretty much dropped and reduced. Like, what was your reaction?
And that's what happened, bro. Is my lawyer, I was at work, bro. Like I said, still working, you know, the 9-to-5. And even the 9-to-5 was love, bro, because I got a lot of favor on that job. And that ain't nothing but God, bro. You know, God grants all the favor with men. And I had a supervisor that really worked with me. But to answer your question, I was at work. It was about 11 o'clock at night. I was working overnights at the time. And my phone was sitting right there on the desk that I was working. And I saw my lawyer's name pop up. And I look at my supervisor at the time, like, yo, I got to take this. This is my lawyer. He already knew what it was. I'm like, she don't call me at 11 o'clock at night for no reason. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I hurried up, grabbed my phone, dipped outside. And I answered the phone. And it was on... It was the last week of September, bro, and she was like, Charles, I got to talk to you. I'm like, what's going on? She was like, I got good news. I had a court date on October 4th, which was like in a couple of days. I think she called me on like a Tuesday, and October 4th, I think it was like on a Thursday or something like that. She was like, you're getting off of house arrest on Thursday. And, bro, I almost jumped for joy, bro. I couldn't believe it. It was just this weight that I was carrying for 19 months, bro, was being lifted off of me, and it was just pure joy and relief and happiness. And I was like, man, I'm so happy. Like, I was, man, and she had to calm me down because I was like, man, it's crazy. And she was like, look, not only are you getting released off of house arrest on your court date, she was like, but your charges are being, both charges are being reduced all the way down to a misdemeanor, bro. And I was like, yo, what?
Man.
I was like, what, bro? Bro, it was crazy, bro. I was too excited, bro. I couldn't even contain it, bro. I had people looking at me funny, but, bro, I didn't even care, bro, because I was getting free. And that freedom, bro, I don't care. You know, there's different levels of severity. Obviously, I wasn't locked up in Statesville or nothing like that, bro. But when your freedom is taken away, bro, and you can't do nothing but sit there and contemplate your life for 19 straight months, bro, and be locked down for 19 straight months, though, it plays on your mind, bro. It messes with you mentally, bro. And that's a battle that I had to battle every single day. Like, man, am I going to jail? Or am I going to be good? And through the whole time, I was like, you know what, man? I'm not even buying into the fact that I'm going to jail. I know that's not even for me. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm going to be free. I know God got me, man. When I showed up in the courtroom the day after I got out of county, bro, and showed up in the courtroom, bro, I saw angels in the courtroom, bro. So I knew I was good. You know what I'm saying? I knew I was good, bro. So that feeling of relief, bro, was I couldn't even describe it, bro. I couldn't even describe it, bro. It was so crazy. I had just chills all over my body. I was heart racing, bro. It was nuts, bro. It really was.
Man, so you know what I'm saying, like on your first day of free, you know what I'm saying, being free, what you do, I'm pretty sure you spent hella time with the kids and fam, went out to eat, celebrated crazy.
Yeah, bro. So when I went down to, we had, you know, virtual court because of COVID and everything. So they told me, it was like, yeah, we're going to give the sheriff your release and then go up to county and go ahead and get your papers and everything like that. So we had that court date, and then they processed the paperwork. I got a call, and it was like the next day, it was like, yeah, you can go up to county and unplug your monitor and device and everything like that and go up there and get your ankle bracelet cut off. I was like, bet. So, bro, just unplugging that monitor box was a surreal feeling. because for anybody who ever been on house arrest, they already know if that monitoring box get unplugged, the power go off, you touch it, you shake it too much, they got a tampering device on it, you mess with it, the sheriffs are showing up at your front door. Like, there's no question about it, bro. So just to be able to unplug that device, and I drove, bro, all the way up from Chicago Heights all the way to County, bro, just in silence, bro. No radio, no nothing, bro. Just in this state of surrealness that, man, I can't believe this is actually happening, bro. So I went up to County, got my ankle bracelet cut off, and the first thing I did, bro, is I had to show love to the woman who had me down the whole time, bro, which was my mom's, bro. Like I said, mom's was a true MVP because she was there with helping me with the shorties. She was there helping me with whatever I needed help with, bro, because not only did I save my life that night, but I saved her life because me and mom's were staying together at the time, bro. So I saved her life as well. So I went, got to County, took the ankle bracelet off. I went down, I picked my mom's up some flowers, bro, and I surprised her at her job, bro. That's the first thing I did, bro, was go straight to her and surprise her with some flowers at my job, bro. And I ain't never seen my mom with such relief on her face. I ain't never seen my mom so excited, bro. And then after that, bro, we ended up dipping for her job, and I went and got me something to eat. I went and got me some tacos, bro, because it's just when you locked up in any capacity, bro, just being able to do the simple stuff like going to a restaurant and eating, sitting down, having a meal with the people who you love was something that I couldn't do and something that I missed. So I took my mom's and my sister out, and we just sat down, we chopped it up, and we had a meal, bro. That's the first thing I did.
That's dope. That's dope, bro. Hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely proud of you, bro. For real, for real. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? Besides, you know, my show is audio because of the whole Pandora, you know, being on Pandora, iHeartRadio, and all that. But one of the things is that, like, I sometimes don't like being face-to-face with somebody, especially with interviews like this, because I ain't even going to lie. You definitely have me shedding tears, a couple of tears, bro.
That's love, bro. I appreciate that, bro. Like I said, man, I'm just trying to impact whoever's under the sound of my voice, bro. Like, real talk.
Hey, that's
inspire somebody, motivate somebody, whatever, bro. Is give somebody that extra little push to keep grinding, bro. It's that giant that's standing in front of them, bro. It's gonna come down eventually, bro. I don't know the day and the time, but bro, you could defeat that giant. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's big fact. Because I would show, you know what I'm saying? One of the questions I want to ask you, for those that is tuning in that might be going through what you've went through, do you have any encouraging words for them?
Hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah, bro. Whatever's standing in front of you, bro, whatever's in front of you, bro, that giant that's standing in front of you, that wall that's standing in front of you, bro, like, I'm a man of faith, bro, but I get excited, man. Fuck that shit, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's bro, when I tell you that the Bible say all things that are possible through God, bro. So I don't care if you're standing in front of depression. I don't care if somebody's standing in front of a job situation, bro, COVID, bro, a family situation, bro, whatever it may be, bro. They lost and don't know where to go, bro, or they locked down with a felony like I was, bro. It don't matter what's in front of you, bro. As long as you keep grinding, as long as you keep working, as long as you keep getting up every day saying there ain't no option other than to keep putting in that work and moving forward, bro, it's gonna happen and you're gonna overcome it, bro. I don't know if it's gonna take days, weeks, months, or years, bro, but everybody can overcome it, bro, whatever they face it. That's one thing I learned through everything that I was going through, bro. It's like, it don't matter what's in front of me, bro. If you got the faith to overcome it and you got the grind and the grit and the determination to overcome it, bro, you gonna overcome it, bro. It don't matter what's in front of you, bro. It really doesn't.
Hey, I salute you, bro. I love your energy, bro. Dope, bro.
Appreciate you, bro.
Man. So, look, let me ask you this. You got your movement called Living Loud. You know what I'm saying? If you can explain more of that.
Yeah, for sure, bro. And Live Loud is something that actually was downloaded to me, like, that I dropped in my spirit a few years ago, bro. And it's crazy how, I ain't gonna stunt, bro, if God would have asked me, like, hey, I got this for you, like, I got these two felonies for you, like, it's gonna make you a better person at the end of the day, it's gonna make you a better father, but you gotta go through this, I wouldn't have chosen. So, but looking back at my life, all the way and back into where Live Loud was dropped into me back in late 2018, early 2019, I was getting prepared for this. And Live Loud, bro, is all about just speaking volumes, bro. And you can speak volumes about you with your life in many different ways. It doesn't just have to be the volume of your voice or what comes out of your mouth, bro. I know people that live loud that show up to work every day, you know what I'm saying, and feed their kids. I know people that get up for work every day, you know what I'm saying, and get their kids off to school. I know people that get up to work every day and they go and they impact trauma survivors and they impact people that's been going through some things, bro. So Live Loud is just about all about living your life at the highest level that you can, bro. And it doesn't matter what you're going through, but you're going to stop. You're going to keep grinding and you're going to keep moving, bro. And your life is going to speak volumes. It might not be the volume of your voice, but your life is going to be loud. So you got to live loud, bro. You got to be about that. It's an everyday thing. It's not just a once in a while, I'm going to get up and I'm going to live loud, bro. But it's every day you get up and your life speaks volumes to whoever you're speaking to.
That's dope. That's dope, bro. I definitely respect the whole Live Loud movement, bro. For real. So look, hey, you know what I'm saying? You such a positive dude, you know. You know what I'm saying? And I love the fact that you have the take it or leave it spirit, the whole, you know what I'm saying? I'm not perfect, but hey, I'm on the right path. I got faith in God. You know what I'm saying? Like, what was it that made you like just walk into the church or make you want to get into that field?
Well, it was, like I said, bro, I was born and raised in church. My mom and pops always, they took me to church, but I stepped away for a minute and, you know, got into my own thing and everything like that. And out of that, I became a single parent. I had two young boys. I was taking care of a toddler and a newborn, you know what I'm saying, when everything first happened, bro. But it was really getting knocked down. Like, I'm a hard-headed dude, bro. I ain't even gonna step with you, bro. I'm hard-headed. So God had to break me down so low to be able to lift me up, bro. And I know I got flaws like everybody do. Ain't nobody perfect, bro. But I give up every day, and I thank Him for putting breath in my lungs. I get up every day, and I thank Him for keeping my family safe. You know what I'm saying? So that's what really keeps me grounded, you know what I'm saying, in my word, trying to get that word up in me as much as I can, bro, to be able to be able to impact those around me, bro. So that's what keeps me on that level. It's like, man, I'm not perfect, and I ain't trying to be perfect, you know what I'm saying? But it's all credit and all glory goes to Him at the end of the day, bro.
Yeah, hey, you know what I'm saying? Because I definitely agree, bro. That's so dope, bro. The story, the things you went through, the trials and tribulations, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, one thing that I do believe that between me and you, or, you know what I'm saying, even whoever's listening, like, I feel like as far as, like, what we pray for, God gets us ready mentally and physically to be able to carry it for a long period of time, you know, versus, you know, like, getting us ready, meaning the whole, like, putting us through things, you know what I'm saying, like, mentally and physically, so that way it wouldn't be no burden on us, it wouldn't be no struggle just to walk with it, you know, metaphorically, if you understand what I'm saying, because, like, a lot of people pray for things, but they don't know what comes with it.
Well, I'm glad you said that, bro, because that thought right there was something that I held on to and learned about myself and learned about God for 19 months, because a couple moments ago I stated that, you know, He was preparing me for this. So in late 2018, like I said, bro, I was trying to live my life right, man. I knew I wasn't perfect, but I was trying to live for God the best way I knew how. I was heavily involved in my church, bro. I was there every Sunday, every Wednesday, bro, trying to just, you know, walk with Him, you know what I'm saying? But He had me studying the book of Job all 2018, and Job, if anybody ever read the book of Job, Job went through some things, bro. He lost his wife, his business, his family, his friends. He got sick, and God restored him at the end of the day. And so I was studying the book of Job, and my prayer for all of the back half of 2018 was like, God, break me down. Make me who You want me to be. Teach me how to be more like You. Different things like that, bro. Not knowing I had two felonies coming up, bro. That's why I said, if He would have asked me, like, hey, I got this for you, I'd have been like, no, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I'd have been like, no, I'm good. And I had no idea that was what He was going to use to make me a better man. You know what I'm saying? know what I'm saying, to make me a better father. So I really didn't know what I was praying for. And I remember there was a couple times in my prayer that God was like, all right, you sure? I'm like, yeah, I'm sure. He was like, I bet. You know what I'm saying? Hey. I'm like, all right, so that's just what it was, bro.
Bro, and you know what I'm saying? And that's so dope. Like, God works in mysterious ways, for real, for real. You know what I'm saying? It may not seem like he's always there when you call, but he's always on time.
Bro, always on time, man. And he, bro, you 100% right, bro. He always there. I remember, you know, you asked me a couple moments ago, what keeps me going back to him, bro, is always, I look back at my life and it was like my childhood, bro. I saw myself going through things. I'm like, God, how can I question you? And this is when, fast forward to my felonies, bro. It's like, God, I seen you put food in the fridge when wasn't no food in the fridge. I seen you turn lights on when wasn't no lights on in the crib. You know what I'm saying? I seen you make a way when it wasn't no way. So I done been through all this. How could I doubt you, bro? It's like David when he went up against Goliath. Don't care if people been in church or not. Everybody know about the story of David, bro. But David, when he came up, and right before he was going to defeat Goliath, bro, the biggest giant that stood in front of him, bro, he said, man, I ain't worried about this, man. I've been slaying a lion and a bear with my bare hands, so I'm going to go out here and defeat this giant like it's nothing. Why? Because I know I got God on my side, bro. And that's all you need at the end of the day, bro. I knew I had God on my back, and that's why I call my story my faith versus my felony, bro, because my faith was challenged in that season, bro. My faith was up against the wall for 19 straight months, bro, but it was my faith that kept me alive to say, you know what? I know I'm going to be good.
That's dope, bro. For real, for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, for those, like, because to me, like, I believe in the higher power. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, that right there from the beginning is what got me through my situations in life. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Man, I can always say he's always been there with me. You know what I'm saying? Even at times where I'm feeling low, like, by the end of the day, it's always, you know what I'm saying? It's a smile on my face. You know what I'm saying? And it, every time. You know, like, if I'm ever down and out, what's up?
For sure. No, I was going to say, bro, I mean to cut you off there, so my bad, bro. But I was going to say, bro, I know a lot of people, even maybe some that's listening, bro, that may not believe in God. They may not even believe in a higher power, bro. But us as humans, bro, we capable of so much, bro. We capable of overcoming anything, bro. And it's like if people sit there and put their feet in the dirt and get ground and be able to get dirty and put in that work, bro, they can overcome anything, bro.
That's big facts. Anything, bro. Cause like
anything,
I said,
bro.
Like bro, like even as far as like with the whole book thing, like me writing books, like I think that's crazy how that, like that right there, like people, when people think of someone writing books, they think of, oh, you went to school, you went woo out the bam, you, nah, like, you know what I'm saying? What started me writing books was, I got into a little trouble myself, you know what I'm saying? Wanted to change my image a little bit. And I wanted to go for the proper Carlton look. So one of my homies, I went shopping crazy and I bought a bunch of sweater vests. And one of my homies saw some of the sweater vests in my back seat. And, you know, like me, when people crack jokes on me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not the cracking joke type of guy. Like, right, if you funny, you funny. I'm going to laugh with you. Ha, ha, ha. You know what I'm saying? But, buddy, one thing, as he was going in, you know what I'm saying? Even though I had a lot of burdens on my shoulders, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was cracking jokes here and there, woo out the band. But when he said, one thing that he said that just sprung, you know what I'm saying, just hit a light bulb in my head was the whole, yo, it looked like you finna go sign some books. And you know what I'm saying? And at that time as well, I was in debt. You know what I'm saying? I tried to do the school thing, dropped out of college. You know what I'm saying? Fell in debt with student loans. And you know what I'm saying? For some reason, just the whole, like, the whole independent book publishing thing was something I never tried it. And, like, what, a few years later, I'm debt-free, paid off my student loans, and now I'm about to release my 9th and 10th book.
Hey, there you go, bro. Hey, yeah. That's love, bro. Hey, salute to you, my guy. Salute to you, because, man, and it's crazy because that goes back to what we was talking about before when, you know, we was chopping up before we even jumped on the call, bro. It's like people coming from places that where we came from, bro, and, you know, you dropping knowledge on me and seeing the work that you putting in, bro. You've been grinding for years, bro. I've been watching you for years putting in that work, and that's the thing, bro. You never stop putting in that work, and you embrace what you have, bro. You embrace your story. You embrace what was inside of you, and you accepted it and turned it into something, bro. Make something out of nothing, bro, and you did it, bro. So
Good looking, boss. Hey, you know what I'm saying? And what's crazy, because another thing is, like, you know what I'm saying? Everyone has people that is incarcerated, you know what I'm saying, unfortunately. But, like, one of the things, like I was able to put my books in the prisons throughout the United States and Mexico, because it was one of the reasons how that even started was that, you know how you have friends, you just send them stuff just to, hey, check this out, hey, check that out. So, you know what I'm saying, I had sent them a couple of books, not thinking much of it, didn't know how important books was in the system, in the jail system. They ran in the cell, Jay down on them, and the only thing they took was the, you know what I'm saying, was my books. So it's like, It that was another thing that just hit me, like, you know what, let me start flooding these prisons. And it's like, there, it's like, from there, it just grew and grew from different prisons to different prisons, and, you know what I'm saying, even making an impact in Mexico.
Bro, you never know when you dropping them seeds around your world, or you spreading the love. I read a book a couple of years ago, bro, that's called Crushed by T.D. Jakes, bro, and he talks about the fact that when the gardener plants a seed, bro, the literal weight of the world is on top of that seed, and you never see the fruits of it at first, bro, but you plant the seed, and you keep gardening, and you keep working, and you keep grinding, and you keep putting your books in the prisons. You never know what type of impact it's going to make, and you never know how big that plant and that garden and that tree is going to get, and the gardener is never worried about, oh man, how much fruit am I going to get out of it? Like, that's the end goal. But the gardener is worried about, all right, let me go ahead and till this soil. Let me go ahead and keep watering my seed, bro. So you never know how far the seeds that you put in the ground is going to take you, bro. That's, man, that's awesome, bro.
Good looking, boss. Good look. And you know what I'm saying? And it's the same thing with you. Like, you know what I'm saying? You definitely an inspiration as well. Because, like I said, people of our age, you know what I'm saying, is rare. Like, not saying that it's not none out there, but it's just kind of rare, especially where we're from. It's kind of unheard of, you know, to be as positive or try to even want to spread knowledge or big other people up, you know?
Yeah, it definitely is rare in our community, bro. And like I said, to be honest with you, I know that's the person who I am. You know what I'm saying? It's to be able to help people and people and motivate people and inspire people, bro. So I accept that. And it does, you know, I understand where I came from. And I'm a product of my environment, but I chose to change. You know what I'm saying? I'm a product of my environment, but I chose to be something other than what I was. I wasn't always on that path, but eventually I took a good hard look at myself and like, look, man, you need to get it together, man, and you need to go ahead and live your life and be who you destined to be, bro, and that's what I'm doing now.
Hey, and you doing it, bro. I salute you, and, bro, trust me. Trust me, bro. Your kids, your wife, everyone that's in your circle, definitely proud of you, bro, if not more.
I appreciate that, bro, and I appreciate everybody, you know what I'm saying, my wife, bro. We was talking about, you know, the set that I put my content out on, bro. My wife helped me out with that, bro, so credit to my wife, bro. She been, and the crazy thing about it is, bro, that's my junior high school sweetheart, you know what I'm saying?
Damn.
That's my junior high school sweetheart. So when you talk about God bringing everything full circle, and it's crazy because I got released off of house arrest in October of 2020, and I got back in contact with my wife in March of 2020, bro, and we started dating in July of 2020, bro. So my God brought me my wife on house arrest, bro. We dated on house arrest. I proposed to her that December, and we got married last year, bro. So it's like, that's what I'm saying, bro. Nothing is impossible, bro. Nothing is impossible. I made more money on house arrest working a 9-to-5 than I did the year before not on house arrest.
Hey, that's...
And it's all because it's just, I was not gonna stop, bro. I was not gonna stop grinding. I was not gonna stop putting in that work, bro. And here I am. It's 2022. You know what I'm saying? I done moved across the country. I'm in a whole other state now. I'm married with now I got three kids because my wife had a daughter from a previous relationship. So I got my daughter now, bro. It's like God can turn everything full circle, bro. And when you look back at it and you sit there, and it's crazy what you went through. But I got all appreciation for him that he took me through it. And even though I walked through the valley of the shadow and death, bro, I did not hesitate to keep moving forward, bro. It's love, bro. I love it, bro.
Hey,
excited my own self.
Man, hey, you know what I'm saying? And that's the dope thing about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're just to overcome. And, like, it's just, like, the recipes, like, people, you know what I'm saying, certain sometimes don't always see the recipes put into the cake, but they see the finished cake. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes just putting those recipes together, mixing them, you know what I'm saying? I think could be the best time of making a cake, you know?
That's real talk, bro. That's where all the memories is made. That's what makes the cake a cake. That's what makes the cake, you know, flavorful and taste good. That's what makes you a better person. It's not that finished product, bro. It's the grinding and the putting in that work and the experience and all the bumps and bruises and knowing that you got what is inside of you to keep moving forward is what makes that cake the cake.
That's big fact. Salute to the cake. You feel me?
Yes, sir. We all try to get it, bro.
Man, for real, for real. So, hey, you know what I'm saying? I just want to say, bro, it's definitely an honor, you know what I'm saying, to have you on the show, bro. For real.
I appreciate that. Anytime.
No problem. One of the things, you know, I don't want to keep you long, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely want to get you on a sports show as well, and then we're going to chop it up, you know what I'm saying? Do what we do on the sports. Because it's definitely a lot that's been happening in sports, you know, that we could definitely touch on and, you know, get your opinion on, debate a little bit.
Hey, you let me know when, bro, and we're going to make it happen, bro. I appreciate you having me on the show, bro. It's been a great time.
No problem, bro. Hey, and your story is definitely inspiring. It's you know what I'm saying, inspirational, it's motivational, bro. Hey, I for real, like, to me, I think it's a bestseller, a book, for real, if you ask me.
I appreciate that, bro. Like I said, we playing seeds right now. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, to be continued.
Big facts, big facts. But all right, boss, you know what I'm saying? Definitely an honor. We're going to definitely chop it up, bro.
All right, bro. I appreciate you.
All right, no problem.
For sure.
For sure. Yo, there you have it. Super dope interview with the big partner, Chaz J, motivational speaker. Hey, his story is definitely inspiring, motivational. Man, it's crazy what he had to go through, but hey, the finished product, the things that he's now able to do and even talk about his testimony, it's crazy. Salute to God, man. For real, God works in mysterious ways. Just whatever it is you're going through, just continue to stand tall, you know what I'm saying, and walk through it. If God could bring you to it, he'll bring you through it. You already know. Signing out, Smith Express Show, your homie Smith. Let's get it. Yeah.